Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Tumikidima District Village Councils Association asks Chairman of Ceasefire Monitoring Group to relinquish office. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates new terminal building of Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights apparel and textile industry as vital pillars of country's economic growth. And Nagaland makes maiden entry to final round of Santosh Trophy in 79 years. Now the news in detail. The Chumukidema District Village Councils Association, CDVCA, has demanded the chairman of the Ceasefire Monitoring Group, CFMG, in Nagaland to relinquish office, stating that its mechanism is ineffective. In a press release, the association opined that the existing CFMG has been an absolute disappointment to the general public. It said the chairman of the Ceasefire Monitoring Group, or CEL, should relinquish office immediately and enable someone, if any, to take up the concerns of the villagers of Nagaland. The association urged all Naga political groups which are in ceasefire agreements with the government of India to calibrate with the state government, which obviously has the mandate of the people, and conduct themselves in accordance with the laws of the land. The CDVCA called for the restoration of faith and confidence of the people of Nagaland to the institution of statehood and union federal structure of the nation. It also opined that illegal activities, be it of factions in ceasefire agreements or not, be brought under the ambit of the laws of the land and penalized if and when applicable. The association further strongly condemned December 15 incident where armed forces of an NSCN faction entered a private residence in Au Yimkum village and terrorized innocent victims by firing sophisticated weapons in the presence of civilians, traumatizing the entire neighborhood including senior citizens and abducting several bona fide citizens of the village. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated a new terminal building of the Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati, Assam. He also unveiled an 80-foot statue of Assam's first Chief Minister, Gopinath Bordoloi, outside the new terminal of the airport named after him. Addressing a public gathering in Guwahati, the Prime Minister said once again a new chapter is being added to the development of Assam. He said it is a celebration of the development of the entire Northeast, not just Assam.
आज का जो दिवस है एक प्रकार से विकास के उत्सव का दिवस है और ये सिर्फ असम नहीं पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के विकास का उत्सव है और इसलिए मेरी आपसे प्रार्थना है कि अपना मोबाइल फोन निकालिए उस पर फ्लैश लाइट चालू कीजिए और सबके सब इस विकास उत्सव में भागीदार बनिए जब विकास का प्रकाश पहुंचता है तो जिंदगी की हर राह नई ऊंचाइयों को छूने लग जाती है.
The Prime Minister arrived in Guwahati this afternoon on a two-day visit to Assam. During his visit, he will inaugurate and unveil several projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees and address public meetings. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated a 66.7 kilometer long four-laning of the Barajaguli Krishna Nagar section of National Highway 34 in the Nadia district of West Bengal. He also laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of the 17.6 kilometer long Barasat Barajaguli section of National Highway 34 in North 24 Parganas district of the state. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the apparel and textile industry have been vital pillars of the country's economic growth. The Vice President said this while addressing the Apparel Export Promotion Council, AEPC Awards in New Delhi. Mr. Radhakrishnan highlighted that India is the sixth largest exporter of textile globally, which stands as a testament to the immense contribution of the textile industry in nation's growth story.
India's apparel and textile sector journey, its craftsmanship, innovation, global achievements, and the people who shepherd it. Everything is being there. The book stands as a tribute to the enduring spirit of Indian textiles and their ever-expanding global footprint.
Congratulating the awardees, the Vice President commended their dedication, hard work and relentless pursuit of excellence, which earned them the recognition. He also highlighted that the textile industry is the second largest job opportunity provider in the country after agriculture. The Vice President also urged the industry to adopt eco-friendly manufacturing practices, responsible sourcing and strategies to minimize waste. Government has invited suggestions and ideas from the citizens for the upcoming budget 2026-27 in February. The move aims to reflect their aspirations and needs of the people while fostering inclusive growth and national development. The recommendations can be sent to the MyGov portal at www.mygov.in. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Dr. Tino Jungshi Chang, has emphasized that real learning begins when students start discovering their interests and strengths beyond the classroom. Dr. Chang was speaking at the Morung Scholarship Test Felicitation Come Pre-Christmas Celebration held at the National Institute of Technology and Innovation in Dimapur today. He also stressed on the importance of early training, skill development and exposure to modern fields such as science, technology, programming and artificial intelligence. Stating that investing in children is investing in the future, Dr. Chang called for collective efforts from parents, teachers, schools and society to nurture students. Union Minister for Labour and Employment and Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has said that civilizations understand one another not through borders or conflicts, but through ideas, stories, philosophy and shared reflection. Dr. Mandavia was interacting with students during a special plenary session of the Auroville Literature Festival, currently in progress at the International Township of Auroville near Puducherry. He said that Auroville has the rare potential to emerge as a global space where the literature of the world comes together through translation, dialogue and mutual respect. Highlighting the importance of translation, the Union Minister said that translation is not merely a literary act, but a civilization bridge requiring humility, empathy and a willingness to listen. Akashwani Kohima has invited applications for engagement of part-time correspondents, PTCs, for the districts of Tumukidima, Longleng, Meluri, Mon, Noklak, Peren, Peg, Shamator, Tuensang, Temenu and Zuneboto. Interested candidates may apply in the prescribed proforma. Necessary details and application proforma can be accessed from www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancies section. Applications must be submitted on or before 2nd January 2026. And Naglan made its maiden entry to the final round of the Santosh Trophy in 79 years after drawing 1-1 with the home team Tripura in a Group D match at Umakanta Mini Stadium in Agartala, Tripura yesterday. The result also qualifies Naglan to play in the national games, which are scheduled to be held in 2027 in Meghalaya. Tripura took an early lead through Devashish Rai in the 17th minute from a free kick before Nagaland's Lai Wang Boham equalised in the 53rd minute. The Santosh Trophy 2025-26 final round will feature 12 teams, including host Assam, last season's champion West Bengal and runner-up Kerala in Dhakwakhana and Dhemaji. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Tumukidima District Village Councils Association asks Chairman of Ceasefire Monitoring Group to relinquish office. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates new terminal building of Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights apparel and textile industry as vital pillars of country's economic growth. And Naglan makes maiden entry to final round of Santosh Trophy in 79 years. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.